Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, this is Sal.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
This is Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies. And you're listening to
ska!
whistle too much. Annoy at the so-and-so said such and such show like you've never seen. He was a lyrical fiend on the music scene, and the world was a better place. He had a blowhard smirk across his face, in my thoughts, in my mind. He was our artist goodbye. Said I'm just here for the music. I think I'm gonna lose it. Live my life the way I choose it. And I'm just here for the music. Yeah!
You just keep sticking around. She never has time, but you're gonna wait for her. And you just keep sticking around.
Welcome back to Sky Nation Radio with Beefy. We did a focus on Melbourne. I think we did a kind of mini one on Sydney not that long ago. I thought there's a couple of new releases from Brisbane coming up, so I'll ignore Brisbane, but we'll do the rest of Queensland. Sunny Coast Rude Boys kicked us off. They're out of the Sunshine Coast. Clues in the name. They did a song a few years ago called El Rollo, a tribute to Rollo from Blowhard that unfortunately passed away just before he was meant to go on stage. Actually, it was a Ska Nation gig up there in Brisbane a few years ago. So what a tune that is. I do love that. And they still do it live, which is very, very good of them. And they do loads of gigs, and they are such a good live act, Sunny Coast Rude Boys. Rumours that they may be coming to Victoria later this year, which would be good. Then we went up to Cairns, Jobstopper. Their debut single from 2011, Dig, off the These Ones album. Jobstopper finished up in about 2017, I reckon. I think the couple of them went on to form another band, but I haven't looked that up. I'm really, really do apologise for that, but I don't think the new band was Ska, so it didn't really matter, did it? Nothing really matters. And then we nipped down to the Gold Coast. Dr. Octopus off their Monaco Street Crime Syndicate EP from 2004. Stuck With You was the track I played off that one. Dr. Octopus, fantastic, great band. Loved seeing them in the early 2000s up there in Bris Vegas. Now, talking about Bris Vegas, like I said, there are a couple of new releases, which I'll get to very, very quickly. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. This is the world's number one Ska Radio show. It's the world's number one Ska Radio show for a reason. It comes with a Beefy guarantee. If it's good, it's on the show. Fat Picnic out of Brisbane. Not necessarily a ska band, more a party, horny, funky band that play a bit of ska every now and again. They have a new single out. It's called Aiming at the Sun. Beefy's bringing it to ya.
Break it now, pressure's out, no, you're gonna crack or take it. Create fake and a chase takes till it make waves, not a fake way, just true plays. Back in the get go in the motivation, separate yourself from a situation.
And though it takes some time, I know it makes a better cut. Even give it until we find a sort of match tonight. She's been making plans, wait until she finds a friend. Two of us now making a one. So tough, just take one step, it's done. Progress is a simple game, it's incremental and it's one. And if you hold the line, everything will be fine. I found a waiting for me at the golden gates of time.
There's no reason to be complicated. People come in and try to complicate it. Weighing things up for an excuse to break it. Now pressure's out enough, you're gonna crack or take it. Create fake and a chase take for the make waves on a fake wage, just true plays. Be ready for the game when you're young and start out with some of this love. Will
are the Mad Tones out of Brisbane. Brand new single from those guys, Cool the City, featuring Mr. Savona. Don't know who Mr. Savona is, but definitely adding a little bit of funk to their mixture of reggae, ska, and crooning island soul, it says on their little Facebook page. Not played the Mad Tones before. In fact, I've not really come across the Mad Tones, so good to get a new-ish Australian ska band happening. Fat Picnic before that, also out of Brisbane. Brand new single from those guys, Aiming at the Sun. Not necessarily ska, but it's good to know that they're busy because their live shows are absolutely spectacular and they do throw some hot and funky ska into their live shows as well. Now, we did Los Angeles in Ska Pod number 1 as our feature city. This band could well have been in that mix. In fact, they should have been in the mix. But I took them out because they have a brand new single out instead. They have a new album coming on June 21st. This was also a request for friend of the show, Mark Endine, as well last week. He wanted to hear the Aquabats. Yes, the Aquabats are back. And let me tell you now, this single is full on ska. They haven't done full on ska for quite some time. So they are embracing their roots as they celebrate. I think they're celebrating 30 years this year, but I could well be wrong. I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere there it was 1994, but I will need to check that out. They are from Huntington Beach, California. This new single is called No Rewind. The album is called Finally. It's coming out on June 21st. Sit back, enjoy the ska version. Not even the ska version. The latest ska song from the Aquabats.
I think that this could kill me. things first, let's set the record straight. I wholeheartedly believe that you don't owe me anything at all, but that still doesn't change. When you shook my hand and we locked eyes, and you didn't leave my side for the rest of the night, guess you'll be my next disappointment. Things are good, but now you're avoiding me. I'm not looking for perpetual indecision. I thought that you were special, yeah, I thought you were different. Guess you'll be my next disappointment. So enjoy it, it's annoying. You won't text back, but is it ghosting me? If you're still watching every Instagram story, guess you'll be my next disappointment. Things are good, but now you're avoiding me. I'm not looking for perpetual indecision. I thought that you were special, yeah, I thought you were different. Guess you'll be my next disappointment. So enjoy it, it's annoying.
Hazing out of San Jose, California. Yay! Disappointment is their brand new single. The album, yeah, the album, Addictive Little Sands, comes out on July 19. Looking forward to that one. I'm a big fan of Voluntary Hazing. I think I was kind of one of the first stations, international stations, definitely to play those guys. So big shout out to Kayla Rennell, who I like that voice. I really do. It's just that touch different than makes us stand out. The band are pretty awesome as well. Before that, The Rins from Boston, fronted up by Erin McKenzie, who you may know from the Doped Up Dullies, Big D and a Kid's Table, all those Boston bands. The Rins are new, but amazingly, they are supporting the reformed, I say reformed, are they reformed? Sublime. They're going to support Sublime this weekend. So that is a massive feather in their cap. They're quite new. The album Heavy Heart is out. When's that come out? It's already out, people. You just heard the title track off that. We have played a couple other singles off that album already, so I'm liking what I hear from The Rins. Also brand new, The Aquabats. Oh, yeah, The Aquabats. The Emmy Award-winning Aquabats. Brand new single called No Rewind. The album is called Finally. It will be out on June 21st. Now, with those American bands, it is time to go back to Francis Harrison from the Resonators, who we sent over to the SPI Festival in Windsor, Connecticut. And he caught up with quite a few bands over there. We heard a couple of interviews last week. We're going to hear a couple more. This is Francis with Stop the Presses from New York City. What a quaffy!
We've got some very good friends of ours from Stop the Presses, who we've known for 10 or so years.
Too many.
Guys, you're at Pooza Fest last night. We're at SPI now. What can we expect from you guys?
Lots of dancing, lots of fun. Bring in ska, bring in the energy, and just trying to have a good time, you know? That's what we're always here for.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've seen us. It's a very different band now.
Right. You guys have moved to New York.
Yeah.
Spreading your wings a little, done a few records since then. 10 years, fill us in.
Ooh.
Well, we got to New York. New York kicks the crap out of you. You gotta like level up to the New York level of everything. Life, speed, money, talent, all of those things. It pulls the ripcord, and then you're like, you're in it. It took us a little while to get our feet under us. We put a great team together with a recommendation from a good friend, Eric Dano, gave us our rhythm section, Jack and Steve. We put out Money in the Bank, which is ironically titled because it was every cent we had in the world sank into it. And that kind of started opening some great doors. And it was little and slow going. And then there was a worldwide pandemic. But, you know, like on the other side of it, everybody's been trying really, really hard to bring it back or do something or make up for lost time.
Yeah,
make up for the time we all lost. And everybody's been hitting it real hard. It's that kind of like the tide has risen. All of our good friends their bands are doing really well.
Yeah, we met a lot of great people too in the Northeast and everything like that, and made like a lot of friends in the scene. And you know, the way the ska is you kind of help each other out, and it's really nice to kind of have this like new family and everything. It's so much different than I feel like it was when we were kind of growing up down in South Florida. I mean, we tried down there, you know, as much as we could to tour and do it, but now it just seems like, yeah, we've got a good thing going, and we're having fun while we're doing it, and that's really what matters the most, because this is so hard.
And you guys got back from the UK, played Manchester Punk Fest.
Yeah, we did 2 weeks in the UK, we did a week in France, a week in Germany, we played Freedom Sounds Festival and Queerbot Festival. That was, like, life-changing, I can't even tell you. It really was, it was phenomenal. And just, like, how music is out there, and just how it's so, you know, it's different, but it's the same.
And Germany, you get treated so well there.
German breakfast is like, I want that every day of my life.
Lodging, multiple meals, like wonderful people. And people like get excited to hear something they've never heard before.
Yeah.
Still the old like style, like, yeah, let's go check out this band. You know, yeah, it's a ska band. We'll see how it goes, you know. And then it's like you get new young people, and you also get like the old heads who have been through ska since ska was ska.
You know, and you do see, like, all ages, like, at the shows, and all different types of people at the shows. And, you know, and people just really appreciate live music out there.
You know, it's all a part of this thing, and I really want to, like, put the positive on it, or what my request for the universe is. You know, we gotta get back out there and just go to shows for the sake of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, like, just to fight off boredom, to get away from something else that's like bothering us, or you know, the reasons why we used to go to shows.
Yeah,
we're so thankful for the places where people do that, and it is possible. Like I said, post-pandemic, people have like really been trying to like kick butt and get out there, and I want more of that, so that we can like hopefully, you know, get like 3 drink tickets per member instead of 2.
So what's the future hold for Stop the Presses?
Well, we just did a ton of touring. Now we're going to go back in the studio, because we had a bunch of songs that we were working on pre-tour. We have some stuff that we want to release a little bit ahead of an album, perhaps. Really experimenting with our sound and ska, kind of teeter-tottering on the borders of punk and ska and what it is, and reggae. And that is essentially who we are, and I love that our band is so into that.
And on an aside to that, the Resignators reached out to you recently. I'm going to get you to do...
Oh, right!
I'm going to get you to do some vocals on a track that we recorded 20 years ago.
Oh, hell yeah.
and Ali, she's agreed to do that. So once we've got that recorded and ready to go, because the original was just a demo, and that's going to be something special, and we're looking forward to working with you.
Yes, absolutely. Me too.
Well, this one's for you, for the lovers of punk, for the lovers of skeleton, for the rebels.
Plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll be right back.
Ace Tones out of Auckland, New Zealand, because the Big Beef Man is committed to pushing New Zealand ska as forward and make it front and center as best I can. We will not be ignoring our brothers and sisters from across the ditch there. They just headlined the Auckland Ska Festival on the weekend at the Mothership there in Auckland, featuring bands like Lucy in the Skylights, Dubhead, Ska Pakazoo, Dub Penguins and Lady P. I haven't had a report about how it went down, but I will touch base with our guys over there and see what kind of crowd it was, because it's always good to keep New Zealand ska happening as best we can. We want to invite some New Zealand ska bands over to Ska Nation as well, if we possibly can at some stage in the very near future. Before that, Stop the Presses. A little interview with Francis Harrison of the Resonators, who was over there at SPI Fest up there in Windsor in Connecticut, who touched base with Ali and somebody else from Stop the Presses. I'm sorry, I do apologise. I am pretty much useless. Obviously, they've just been in Europe and done a load of stuff, and later on this year, we may see a new album. Now, SPI Fest was the brainchild of Chris Reeves from Ska Punk International, and Francis managed to catch up with Chris as well while he was there.
Got Chris Reeves here from Ska Punk International. He's put the festival together. He's got the label. I'll let him introduce himself and let us know a little bit about how this all came together.
Hey, everybody. So, yeah, I'm Chris from SPI Records, and that was a pretty good intro. You said most of it. But yeah, basically started as a podcast, very similar to stuff that Beefy and Ska Nation have been doing, but kind of grew. And what I've always kind of wanted to do, inspired by Asian Man Records and things like that, growing up in the 90s, was do something very similar with those kind of like ethics. And so as the podcast was working, I was like, you know, I could probably help some of these bands that I'm playing. So kind of morphed it into a label. And that was in 2021. Fortunately, in the US, a lot of the bands that were helping, because they have the label with ska, they can only get booked on so many things, like at the festivals, like to go on touring, because it's so expensive. You need a festival to kind of, I don't know, anchor your tour, kind of like help be able to afford it. And without that sort of booking anchor, you can't do it. And with the ska label, it's really hard to get booked on that. And so as the label's going, I was like, you know what, put on my own. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put on my own thing and start to give them their own anchor, so that all these bands that I love and care about, whether they're on the label or not, can go on these tours and use that as like a springboard for the following year. I was not sure it was totally going to work, but last year worked pretty well. If you look at bands that played on our lineup last year to the things they did throughout 2023 and so far in 2024, it worked. So we're doing it again right now.
Yeah, and you've decided to have opening day on a Friday, a work day, a school day,
yeah.
Which is interesting, but it's really well attended. People have turned up, and they're really enjoying it. And it's got a little more of a punk flavour today,
yeah,
which I love, with some great bands so far. Who's the act that you go, you know what, I'd go to a festival anywhere in the world to see them?
No, that's not fair. That's like asking me to pick my favourite child.
Okay, who's your favourite child?
Well, you were just telling me that you were talking to Hans Gruber and the Diehards. I have to say they're probably my favorite child, but I've seen them like 40 times, so I'm not excited to see them. I know how crazy their set is going to be. People are going to lose their minds because a lot of people here haven't seen them before. If I have to be honest, I'm very excited to see the Best of the Worst tomorrow. I haven't seen them, even though like I'm pretty good friends with them. I've never been able to catch them. We always like miss each other when they're playing, so I'm very excited to finally see them.
You won't be let down. We saw them in Baltimore last year at the Bad Time Records show.
Yeah.
And they are very, very good. And there goes the train. We're right by the train station here in Windsor, Connecticut. It's a beautiful city. It's full of punk and rude boys and boot girls walking through the streets. It's fantastic.
You know what's crazy? Windsor is kind of a smaller town. Some of the hotels here, we actually sold them out. They're all booked up because of this.
That's fantastic. And that's kind of similar to what we do with the Ska Nation Festival. Obviously, Colac being a town of 15,000 people, and people come from everywhere
to come and see the bands. And that's so awesome. we're like-minded in that way.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
And obviously, I've got my record label, you've got your record label, and we do a bit of business. You're destroying the Resignators' new record.
I'm so excited about that, yeah.
And as are we. I noticed you'd already sold some before I even dropped off the vinyl, which is really quite exciting. All power to SPI, fantastic record label, doing great things, and hopefully we see you down the track, maybe at Supernova later this year.
I'll definitely be there. We're going to have a booth. A few of our bands are playing. We'll absolutely be there.
Fantastic.
I met her above in college in Dublin. She was studying arts or history or something. I said, do you want to go for something to eat? We had a flake of pints on Camden Street.
She was pure sound, gorgeous and curvy. She knew how to wear that fresher's jersey. She sang the Rutland Bog on the counter of the pub. I knew right then I'd fell in love.
She said, I'll tell you something about me. Don't judge my family.
Sure, everyone's people's half mad. Yours couldn't be that bad.
She likes the guy.
The sky.
I think her dad's in the right.
Cause he's a big scary fucker from South Armagh.
Oh boys.
The scenes.
The girl of my dreams.
But I'm terrified of her family.
Two out of three ain't bad.
The guy.
The sky.
And the right.
Father of a Friday evening, he was out in the garden washing diesel.
In the shed there was a 12-foot Irish flag and about 12,000 cartons of fags.
So what are your intentions with my daughter?
You better be taking her up that altar.
That night when I took off her bra,
I couldn't get the horn thinking about her dad.
She likes the guy.
The sky.
I think her dad's in the right.
Cause he's a big scary fucker from South Armagh.
Oh boy,
the scenes.
The girl of my dreams.
But I'm terrified of her family.
Two out of three ain't bad.
The guy.
The sky.
And the ride. Said, don't mess with me, boy, from up the north. I've heard all the lines, I've seen your sort.
Well, I can compromise if you can. Wait till I tell her we're vegetarian.
One, two, three.
Well, we got married in a church in our deal.
There was a few dodgy heads at the center. ceremony.
Now I help our father chopping sticks.
We just don't talk about politics.
She likes the guy.
The sky.
I think her dad's in the rock.
Cause he's a big scary fucker from South Armagh.
The sky
and the ride. The guy,
the sky
and the ride. The guy,
the sky
and the ride.
Oh, I think that is my favourite ska song to come out of County Tipperary this week. The Two Johnnies, who do a podcast that is apparently quite popular, they have a new album that has just come out called Small Town Heroes. Track one, The Ga, The Ska and The Ra, and he's a big angry from South Armagh, apparently. Now, the Two Johnnies are on a world tour right now. They are in Melbourne in August, so I'm not sure if they are a ska band, but clearly, there is some ska there. I might get them on the show if they are in Melbourne and looking for something to do. So stay tuned, people. I'm not sure I'll be able to because apparently they're very, very popular. But I love that tune. How good's that? Perhaps they aren't a ska band. Who knows? I don't, I've never even heard of the Two Johnnies, apart from their Irish. Before that, Chris Rees from Ska Punk International. Chatting to Francis Harrison from the Resonators from SPI Fest a couple of weeks ago. He mentioned Best of the Worst out of New Jersey. And I played for you Illusion of Choice off, I think it was a single actually, Illusion of Choice, came out in 2020. Alrighty, oh, how much fun. We're just racing through and I'm already running out of time and I haven't even got to Jono's Juggernaut yet. Jono has chosen the Cigares from Copenhagen in... No, Västerås in Sweden. These guys formed in 1997. This is from 2000. This is Good Over Evil off their Time Will Tell album. Thanks, Jono. Awesome stuff.
Every country.
Ah, band making their Ska Nation Ready with Beefy debut, The Chains, out of Copenhagen in Denmark. So Unkind. Good to hear that out of Denmark. Bloody good. That followed on from The Cigares from Västerås in Sweden. A Jono's Juggernaut selection. Good Over Evil off their Time Will Tell album from 2000. Those guys been around since 1997. If Jono's Juggernaut's just been on, then you know for sure Hardy O's hit is coming. He has chosen an absolute beauty as well. In fact, I probably would have played it myself. This is a live version of Tenderness from General Public.
To start or when to start. My mind's like a button, I can't stop pushing it. My head feels like the last year in the dark. Seems like without tenderness, there's something missing.
This is Jerry of Dubioza Collective, and you're listening Beefy Ska Nation Radio.
Sorry for being so balkanic, but...
Traktorem rakja, kamionem sarma, kawa cigara, burek baklava, diasporej komsie, na zdrowie for Balkan! Opa!
I don't wear Nike, only papuče.
Što radim danas, trebao sam juče.
Dijaspora zirgut, a lubosnu me vuče.
U kupatilu je hladno, a u kuhinji vruće.
Mama kol mi majmu, tata budala.
Što su ljubav vodili, za to im fala.
Ovaj dernek traje od jutra do sutra. Uno, due, je, dva, tri, ej!
Joj. We drink a dolde šljivovica, there is no janjor pita, we got ganja but not rizla, joj, 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 joj. We got no marijuana, noće vabi only banana, sajm in dieta no baklavas, joj, 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 joj. Halo, hajde!
Scarbeat from Alton Ellis and the Scatolites from 1965. Yeah, 1965. Before that, Edna's Goldfish, Better Days. Great tune, great band. Madness, bit of live Baggy Trousers. Doppelganger teaming up with the Dubioza Collective from Bosnia. Now, Doppelganger is apparently he's a kind of a TikTok star. Born in Italy, raised in Bosnia, but they have a brand new single out. Joy, I think that is. J-O-J. But that's brand new. Number 4 on the Bosnian charts right now. Our friends from Dubioza Collective. Alan Dokic is Doppelganger's real name, if you want to check him out. And then we kick that little segment, that finishing drive off with Hardio's hit, who chose an absolute belter, General Public Tenderness, that my partner, Mrs. Beef, said, you got to remind people that is in two of her favourite films. John Hughes specials that Dave was involved in the soundtracks of. I don't even know which ones they are, but it's probably things like 10 Things I Hate About You and I don't even know. I should have looked it up. I didn't. I just couldn't be bothered. Anyway, that is it for Ska Nation Radio for this week. I hope you've had as much fun as me, because this is absolutely flown by, and all of a sudden, it's time to go home. I'm still recovering from Beefy's big 50th birthday party last week with Area 7, Looney Tunes, Pirate Sky Rebellion, Kitty Hawks, and Operation Big Jake Boston. It was a massive night, and we had lots of fun. There were a load of people there, and most stayed until the end. I say most. A few stayed until the end. I got home at 2:30. I'm 50, people. 2:30. Not next time. We'll have to cut it down by about 3 bands. Anyway, that's by the by. I did have a good time. Thank you to all the bands for bringing it. We had so much fun. It was so good. Beef Fest coming your way in 2025. I'm shuddering to think about it right now. Anyway, it's so cool. Please follow me on social media. I am on Facebook at Ska Nation Radio. I'm on Twitter at Ska Nation Radio. At some stage, I'll add Instagram and a few other bits and pieces. I am going to put a YouTube channel together of all the live stuff that I film, all the gigs that I go to, so check out for that. I am on holiday in a couple of weeks' time, so hopefully I'll get it sorted before then. If you're in a band and I haven't played your latest release, please get in touch with me via those methods. Please send me your latest releases and I'll do my best to get on the show. If you're on a request or you want to be part of the show, like Jono and Mark Hardio, then please get in touch with me. All I ask is that you send me a request each and every week. Something different, something that we haven't heard before, something that will get the people dancing. That's all I ever ask. If there's a show in your area, please do your utmost to get along. Please buy tickets early. Gigs are getting cancelled. Bands are cancelling gigs or promoters are cancelling gigs because tickets aren't being sold early enough. Pubs don't want to take the punt on bands that aren't bringing in enough people through the door because putting shows on is expensive. Bands don't want to play in front of no one. And promoters do not want to lose money, so they will cancel gigs. The best thing you can do is buy your tickets as early as possible to make sure shows go ahead. I've been preaching this for a long time, and it is really, really coming to a head now. And I think bands are starting to pull their heads in a little bit by playing smaller shows and making sure they come in through the door, and they can play more shows as well. Keeping costs down and having good times on the road, by all accounts. I know Grinspoon are doing an absolute monster Australian tour, taking in so many small venues. It is brilliant to see, and I think that will happen more and more. Please watch out for Beefy Ska Club gigs. I will be adding more, I think, as I quickly go forward. People are starting to contact me about putting ska bands into pubs and clubs, which is really, really positive. So I am truly grateful for that. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. I really, really do appreciate it. Please keep spreading the gospel of ska. I'll be back next week. Same time, same place, same channel. In the meantime, please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. I've been Beefy. This has been Ska Nation Radio. Take it away, Bluey!
Stumbly-tastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.